To Leia's dismay, the only signs of Rico and Mallory were a pair of gray apprentice robes lying on the floor next to Yakiel, each neatly folded with a lightsaber on top.
"What happened?"
Kent asked, stepping over to the booth. To Leia's relief, and maybe her surprise, there was no accusation or anger in his voice, only weariness and sorrow.
"Did you see?"
Han shook his head.
"Sorry, I was busy watching the, discussion over Barv."
He gestured at the robes and lightsabers.
"I didn't even notice Rico and Mel were gone until I saw this stuff."
"Well, they can't have made it far."
Kent pulled his comlink and started into the access tunnel.
"Maybe we have time to stop them before they hurt someone."
"That isn't necessary, Master Hamner,"
Silgal said. She extended a flipper hand toward Kent, using the force to prevent him from breaking into a run.
"Those two aren't a danger to anyone."
Kent spun on her, frowning.
"Silgal, if you want to take the warrants to the full council, fine, but we can't have any more crazy Jedi running loose on Coruscant."
"They're not crazy, even in the way you use the term, Master Hamner,"
Silgal said.
"At least, I'm 98% sure they aren't."
Kent's brow shot up.
"Because?"
"Because they were never a shelter,"
Tickly answered.
"They're too young."
"And all the other patients were," Leia said, recalling their conversation when she and Han went to visit Seth Helen. "Are you saying you've established a definite correlation?"
"A definite statistical correlation,"
Silgal corrected.
"Not cause and effect, but when we factor in Basil and Yakiel, the margin of error falls to less than 2%. Only Jedi who were hidden in the Maw during the war with the Yuuzhan Vong are in danger of falling ill."
Han's brow arched in alarm, and Leia knew what he was thinking even before he asked.
"What if they weren't exactly hiding?"
Silgal could only shrug.
"I wish I could reassure you, Captain Solo, but the truth is we just don't know."
"Though, if it's something environmental, there's a good chance the risk would be related to length of exposure,"
Tickly added, glancing toward Leia.
"And the fact that neither of the Masters Solasar has fallen ill may suggest that adults aren't as susceptible. You and Princess Leia are probably fine."
Han's expression remained anxious, and Leia knew he wasn't worrying about himself or even about her. He was thinking about a certain red-haired little girl, wondering who would protect her if her grandparents suddenly set course for the nearest black hole. "Han, relax," Leia said. "You'll be the first to know if I start feeling crazy." An embarrassed smirk came to Han's face.
"That's not much comfort, Princess," he said. "After hanging around with me all these years, you wouldn't feel the change."
"Oh, I'd feel it," Leia said, smiling. "Trust me."
"If you ask me, you've both been crazy for a long time,"
Kent added, probably only half joking.
"But I'm not sure I have faith in this new theory. If those apprentices didn't fall ill, why did they run off?"
Han glanced over at the folded robes and abandoned lightsabers, then frowned.
"If I had to guess," he said, "I'd say they quit."